Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Man, I can understand how it might be kind of hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
So it's only let the beat rock. All my south side niggas that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have. That's why I made that shit famous.
Goddamn!
I made that shit famous. For all the girls that got it from Kanye West. If you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why? They mad they ain't famous.
Goddamn!
They mad they still nameless.
Talk that talk, man.
A man in the store trying to try his best, but he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Maybach music.
I just wanted you to know.
The furnace is fire, fortunes in the fumes. The aura arrogance has been known to fill a room. Boom, blood, who are you? Rockefeller Records on record to kill a crew. Vegas and my palms are done like the Maloose. Only one with beat tapes from Kanye on my mama's stoop. But I've been known to become a loop. Malcolm X in his say my name and here come the truth. Hands out my pocket, I cock it and let it loose. His name was filling Armadale on it, boost. Martin Luther King's real estate was a dream. Farrakhan's farm was one that I once seen. The final call, dog, stay on your team. Fragrance is an agent, provocateur, stay on my queen. Mind your business, the killers can intervene. I'm half naked in a GQ magazine. Pool's looking like it's WrestleMania. I'm the rock setting fire to the stadium. Burning down in the mall to another beat. Might get engaged to a freak for a couple weeks. Huh. Something I can't afford if you not a playboy. That's something I can't endorse. Win, lose, or draw. William living like he Biggie Smalls. Balling like it's tax season. I was born to be a boss. See that your face froze. Bobby Brown, Lockjaw, Whitney Houston in the ghost. Gucci and Cartier, casualties of the fame. Your MCM, she even tagging my name. Rosé!
Live, this is a social lab. It's ladies' night, everybody.
I am joined by my lovely co-host, Hot Chocolate, who is maintaining our Hampton Roads area.
That's right. I am still here in the Tidewater area, representing the itty bitty plant city like I do. TM Hyman Radio Live and Social Lab, the MEAC edition. Norfolk State is kicking butt and taking names. They're going to be in the semifinals tomorrow. Hampton University as well. I want to say Hampton is the number one seed, and Norfolk State is the number two seed. So we'll see how that Battle of the Bay goes.
Yeah, for sure. This is with the Big Ten this week. And it started, I think it was on the 9th, right, or yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, day before yesterday, excuse me.
Yes.
Today's the 11th. And happy birthday to my sister, Tasha.
Happy birthday, Tasha.
Yeah. So we're going to rock out as usual. Oh, but look, after this song, right, or songs, I want to talk about Donald Trump's event being canceled due to protesters inside and outside. And so they had to, decided to cancel the event. You know, for safety concerns, of course.
Safety concerns. Mm.
Yes, ma'am. So we're going to, you know, get into that once I make you want to go out, you know, and party after the show.
Let's pregame it. Pregame it. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Just tell me where to throw the ball. On the other side of this, TM Hyman Radio Live, I'm Madam Boston. That's Hot Chocolate.
Yep.
See you on the
driving fast, lost control, off the road, jaw was broke, remember we always broke, remember I'm coming back, I'm taking all steady.
I got bras in Atlanta, she did the lean in the
door,
credit cards in the scammers,
taking all steady.
Legacy, family, way and see the little family, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmet. Legacy, family, way and see, family, hug your sport, Danny, selling ball, candy. Ain't on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for granted. When I feel like we're in this, don't be killing some time. I got bras in Atlanta. This is the lean in the bar. Pretty cars in the stomach. I got bras in Atlanta. She's a good leader. Pretty cars and diamonds. Take it to the top. Legacy, family. Waves to the top. Going like I'm a top. I got bras in the lunch.
What I want when I want, cause this hunger is driving me, yeah. I just need to be alone, I just need to be at home. Understand what I'm speaking on, this time it's money I need alone. But regardless, I'll always keep keeping on. Fuck fake friends, we don't take L's, we just make M's. While y'all follow, we just make trends. I'm right back to work when that break ends, yeah. But I may just go apeshit, say fuck y'all to all of y'all faces. It changes though now that I'm famous. Everyone knows how this lifestyle is dangerous, but I love it, the rush is amazing. Celebrate nightly and everyone rages. I found how to cope with my anger. I'm swimming in money, swimming in liquor. My liver is muddy, but it's all good, I'm still sipping this bubbly. This shit is lovely, this shit ain't random. I didn't get lucky, made it right here cause I'm sick with it, Cuddy. They all take the money for granted, but don't wanna work for it. Tell me now, isn't it funny?
Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Lobar. And we're holding it down for you like we do on Friday night, recapping the week in news and entertainment. And before the break, Madam Boston mentioned some information about Donald Trump, with his rally in Chicago. Let me stop. His rally in Chicago that was canceled amid security fears. And according to the Huffington Post, Donald Trump rally that attracted thousands of thousands to the University of Illinois at Chicago was abruptly canceled Friday night amid security fears, sparking fights between the candidates, fans, and anti-Trump protesters. The rally was called off about a half hour after the scheduled 6 p.m. start time, after thousands of Trump fans and anti-Trump protesters packed into the free event, which required online registration. Thousands
right.
more gathered outside, surrounded by a police perimeter, and people became more vocal as the starting time approached. A fight broke out when the cancellation was announced, according to media reports from inside the pavilion. I'm not really sure how I feel about all of this, even more so the fact that Trump made a comment that if he were dealing with the people, or if he were dealing with those people, he would just did he say stomp them or smack them or something rather violent? Like, it just
he's reckless.
I'm gonna need to just leave that whole comment alone. Let me just say that was allegedly what he said. Also, I can't, you know, I wasn't there, so I can't quote him. But
right.
that was a part of the report that I received from another media source, and it frightens me that this is the undertone of This is the undertone of the actions that are taking place at his rallies, whether they be political or, you know, for his candidacy or what have you. I can't take the whole violence thing already. It's making me very nervous.
Right. Gotcha. Well, you know, what's interesting, speaking of violence, so in North Carolina, you know, this 78-year-old man punches and elbows this young man that's already, this young man who happens to be a protester. The protester was already being removed from the event. In North Carolina, Cumberland County, I think. And so, anyway, this young black male was leaving maybe two other black males, and they would be being escorted out, and the 78-year-old man,
mm-hmm.
okay,
78 years old.
Yes, 78 years old. He punched and then elbowed the young man. Now, what's
terrible.
Interesting about this is that when that happened, not only did three different angles of the incident was recorded, there were deputies standing right there when it happened. So what's interesting, you ask, is the fact that the 78-year-old man did not get arrested. He went back to his seat. He did not get arrested. Now, watch this, though. So, Inside Edition was there. So, they went to interview him. Pretty much, he said that the young man deserved to be, you know, he deserved what he got. And also stated that if they see him again, maybe they should kill. I mean, hold on, let me see. Wait, I have the direct quote. Next time we see him, we might have to kill him. Now, the man's name is
the 78-year-old man.
McGraw.
Said
the 78-year-old man said that. This is the same 78-year-old man who punched and elbowed a young male.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can see. They didn't get violent with him first. They didn't jump at him or try to antagonize anyone as they were leaving or being escorted out. I have no idea what the hell they said prior to being kicked out. But what I did see today throughout watching the news that Donald Trump was kicking people out left and right.
Left and right.
Whether they were very vocal while protesting or vocally protesting, he just kept having them get kicked out. So with the Chicago event, these people are pretty much surrounded where this event was being held. It was already supporters inside of the building. So they were ready for this rally to start.
Right.
But there were also protesters inside, along with hundreds of protesters outside. And also, from my understanding, once the supporters were notified that the event was being canceled due to security issues, once they got outside, you know, some clashing happened between the protesters and the supporters. And the thing is that it's not even surprising anymore that people are getting violent at Trump's events.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's aggressive in the words that he uses.
He's extremely aggressive. And that
he's
that
very
bothers
he has
them
a very
to
condescending
too.
Tone about him.
Yes, yes.
And
nothing humble about the man at all.
One thing that I have learned throughout my career, my previous career anyway, was that people that have money, right, at their disposal, not worrying about anything, they don't care about the people that don't have anything because they can't relate.
True.
And even if they attempted to empathize, they really couldn't. It couldn't be genuine because they couldn't see themselves without that money right there and accessible. That's why a lot of people kill themselves when they go broke, right? So, hell, Black people, we've been broke for a long time.
Most
of the time, suicide's
happening.
Right. It doesn't happen behind us losing money, though. Now, maybe because of, you know, mental disorders and such, you know, it happens, sadly enough. But in our community, I don't really see, I've never heard of anyone killing themselves because of not having any money. It's kind of like used to it and making do what we have.
It's hard for me to fathom someone in the presidential realm who is the same caliber of this man, or who is the caliber of this man. He's so arrogant, and I can't. And I can't imagine him being responsible for all of our national affairs. It's a scary thought to me. I'm sorry. That's just me, though, you know. And
right.
Who am I?
Right.
Who am
and,
I?
You know, my point of view of it the entire time has been Trump is just a placeholder.
Mm.
And did you see how he brought those people out of their character? They had them joking and talking crap about each other, even down
the sixth grade lunchroom.
Exactly. If they was about to fight over a chicken sandwich or something.
Right. I don't want someone as the head of our United States who is going to antagonize, you know, a superpower like Russia by saying that they don't like the way that their hair is, or, you know, your shoes look funny, or, you know, you have small hands like he told Marco Rubio.
Right. Right. And also, right, talking about his penis size. Well, you know what they say about men with small hands. Man, get out of here, yo. We about to go to break.
Mm.
Maybe mad. all over
on
again.
On that note, please take a break.
Okay, yeah, CM Harmon Radio Live, Social Lab, Madam Boss, and Hot Chocolate. Here we go, baby.
Hey, yo, Jason. Hey, yo, Unique. We're gonna look at it.
Sometimes you gotta grab one of these break beats real quick and just
like that.
Body that shit. You know what I mean?
I don't care if it's style
New York
or his style.
Get hot. Hey, yo, kiss your styles, you mother.
Know I'm traveling the globe.
Shit.
And I rap like I'm rhyming in the road. Break dancing in the stroke. Pop locking, Glock popping, black stocking. Yankee hat low, we in here, club rocking. Smoking like a chimney. Smoking like I'm in the pulpit. Pooping to come get me. 30 on my wrist, boy.
Shit.
Crash the whip, 200 on my next car. Woo! We need to talk about it's no talking when the motion guns is out. Can't rap with your motion lung out. IG ain't the same with your tongue out. Shit, we murderers new. Mighty D-Block, yeah, you heard of us new.
No doubt.
My money ain't the same, youngin'.
No.
I can throw it in the bag like Fab said at Tiffany stores.
Okay.
I can pull up in a boat in any one of these shores. I still got the money from my last three tours. Sell merch, make 100 back. Soak, had to run like a running back.
Johnny!
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm married to the streets, so I married Joanna. Blow some, or get rich new. And stop taking selfies, you selfish.
Yeah, cause that ain't cool. Trying to be something you ain't, but that ain't you. I pop tags every day, but the gat ain't new. And you don't have to believe this, but that ain't true. I can make you disappear, I'll vanish you. I'm in the hood on every corner like Spanish food. A lot of these dudes is thirsty, famished too. Yeah, that money, that's what the plan is too. I will wrap circles around him and his crew. Put 150 on it like 10 to 2. I'm an animal, I belong in the zoo. I'm used to winning, I do what the winners do. Couple hundred thousand whenever I'm in the mood. Cemetery silence when I'm in the room. I will pay for his casket in his tomb. Yeah, I'm hazed up, yacked up, and I'm shroom. Gets busy with the hawk, and I boom. Choppers in the crib, effing in my room. Bailing everybody out, me and my goons. If they remand me, Walkman in my loons. Cause all I need is a little in my tunes. You wake up and your life could just end by noon. So blow something or get rich. And stop taking selfies, you selfies, you get what?
No selfies, no ussies. Thinking I calm down, I'm so lucky. Charles Lee Radies, you know Chucky. Homie got life in the cell, you know Bucky. Wanna see a killer at work, they touch me. My gun talk to me, telling me don't cuck me. Might sound crazy, homie, you better pay me. That kid take a nap, I kidnap the baby. I'll take the gun and begun him, your lady. Kiss got the that bet you would smell hazy. I got the that bet you would smell sour. Loose, get a word, I kill you the next hour. See your mom later, I'm giving up flowers. I ain't but at least I know it. Got a pound full of at least I blow it. Got the mic plugged in, at least I'm flowing. I got plants out in Cali, at least I'm growing. Yeah, but I ain't mature. Said I wouldn't kill me, but that ain't for sure.
It's
the bong of bamboo if it ain't the raw.
Yeah,
might blow the Dutch with Kiss on me and Sheik Looch. Might your D-block. Blow some or get rich. And stop taking selfies, you selfies, you selfies, you.
Shit.
And stop taking selfies, you selfies, you selfies.
Woo.
And stop taking selfies, you selfies, you selfies.
What?
And stop taking selfies, you selfies, you selfies. You.
Yo, TM Harmon Radio Live.
D Block.
Ladies Night. Oh. Buenos noches.
Buenas tardes.
Okay, thank you. I needed that so bad. So, TM Harmon Radio Live. Social Lab. The board is clocking, so no, I'm not tripping everybody.
That's all right. Ladies Night, we're going to make it work.
Okay. You know how we do. Even if I got to start singing Loving You by me.
I ain't going to let her do that. I ain't going to let her do that.
Don't get me started.
We ain't going to let her do that.
When I start. Hey, don't
stop
with me.
Mm-mm.
We were going to go into another topic, but I see we have a caller on the line. So we're going to go to the phone lines and see what this caller has to talk about. What's up, caller? You are on live with TM Harmon Radio Live, Madam Boss and the Hot Chocolate. Last four, 7258. What's your name and what's going on?
Well, you know, it's James calling out of, you know, Hampton Roads. How y'all doing this evening?
What up, James? It's cooling.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was listening a little bit. I heard y'all talking about, you know, Yeah, the whole, you know, the political race for president, and it's like, I mean, it is. It's a hard choice overall, and it's a shame that, see, Bernie Sanders is probably the best candidate, but at the same time, I realize that means we have to be ready for an economic collapse and possible total anarchy, because Wall Street is going to act up. They will respond negatively to Bernie Sanders coming in the office, because he basically is pushing an agenda that threatens to ruin the world economy the way that we know it today, which it doesn't work for most of us anyway, so we don't have anything. It's not going to change for most of us everyday folks, you know what I mean, in general. But, yeah, as far as it'll be an economic change. We have to be ready to embrace some change, you know what I mean? But it'll be positive change for people across the general board. People like Donald Trump, they want to preserve the current financial structure the way that it is, because it works for him, you know.
Right.
And I say this, as a person who's a descendant of some people that were enslaved in this country, and a lot of this wealth that these companies have are basically, you know, from the profits of slavery years ago, that, yeah, I feel like there should be some type of break. There was never any real reparations. There was never any, you know, why do we pay taxes? Maybe at least we shouldn't have to pay taxes. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, I mean, there's never any acknowledgement for that. And there's always, you know, hey, you know, when it comes down to it, yeah, this man, like y'all said, Donald Trump, if he comes in the office, yeah, Wall Street's going to respond positively. Right now they split the vote on the Democratic side, so it looks very well that Donald Trump is actually going to win. Yeah, and that's whether I like it or not, or whether you like it or not. But historically, when you see the way that things are mounting up, once you split the vote on the Democratic side, that means neither one of them has good chances of winning. And there are still going to be people that vote for Bernie Sanders. They're just not going to not vote for him because he didn't get the so-called nomination and different stuff like that. They're still going to push for that guy. And he's captured a decent audience, enough that they're still going to push for him, even though the airwaves are flooded with Hillary and Donald. You know what I mean? But realistically, Hillary Clinton doesn't make sense for me as a black man to want to stand behind Hillary, knowing that her husband's policies, reinforced policies started by Ronald Reagan, you know, that, you know, have influenced, you know, the situation that black people are in today, with most of, you know, most of us making up the majority of the prison population. You know, they increased the police force in the streets, you know, by hundreds of thousands, which they focus in on going through black communities and locking up black people, as far as I can tell. So I don't want any more years like that.
That has been talked about a lot this week, about how the effect of, you know, like pretty much like black people love Bill Clinton. However, he's the reason, him and his wife were the reason why, you know, the whole incarceration thing was going on, you know, in the mid to late 90s. The interesting thing is that Bernie Sanders also signed that same bill. But what he stated was that even though they both signed the bill, there were other things inside that bill that it was almost like a trade-off. You know, we'll get, you know, health care and children's, you know, like food backing. I mean, nutritional backing or something like that. That's just examples off the top of my head. But
so for locking up all of these Negroes, you're supposed to have better food programs for children.
Well, you know, things like Planned Parenthood, you know, I guess, you know, to them it was, you know, if they didn't sign the bill, there would be a lot of people missing out on programs that they would otherwise qualify for. and people have to stop looking at people who who get food stamps, you know, like they are beneath them, and trying to watch what they eat, and, you know, like, oh, she got food stamps, why is she buying shrimp? But, you know, I don't know. I think Birdie is a strong candidate. I really do. I think he's a strong candidate. And the one thing we do know is that at least his hair won't turn gray while he's in office.
Oh, Lord.
Did you know everybody here turns gray while they're in office? Look at President Obama. His hair
he
was
had no
knife.
Choice for his hair but to turn gray because they stressed him out. So.
What? Girl, listen.
Well, thank you for calling and weighing in, James. We always appreciate your insight here on TM Hyman Radio. Madam Boston, some information regarding a very controversial move, I think, on behalf of NBC and ABC, based on the fact that everything in media advertising is pretty much sexual, why they would pick a move like this. Lane Bryant has a plus-size commercial that was banned by NBC and ABC due to quote-unquote indecency. And I think that it was an embarrassing move on their part on behalf of them as an entity as a whole when you allow Victoria's Secret commercials every 30 seconds.
Right,
probably,
during the daytime and everything.
There are, right, where there are not plus-size women, I'm going to say, and I'm not going to call them out of their name the way that I want to in anger, but women who are not of the plus-size realm walking around with their butt cheeks hanging out. So why would a Lane Bryant underwear commercial where the model, who is African-American, number one, and plus-size, number two, in her bra and panties, why would that be indecent as opposed to your smaller models? Yeah, how is that offensive to anyone as opposed to your smaller models walking around with their cheeks hanging out?
Right. Oh, you're okay if you're a woman that looks like a boy. Like, what kind of crap is that?
Right. Shame on you.
Lane Bryant actually made a statement to RACT. It says this body campaign, as it's called, was meant to be a fun way for us to celebrate and honor women of all shapes and sizes. What is too much for some does not hold true for others. All women should be celebrated and feel empowered to express themselves as they see fit. And we want her to know that she can attract as much media attention just by look just as striking as any woman and decide what beautiful means to her. The This Body commercial holds nothing back. It is a true celebration of women of all sizes doing what makes them feel beautiful, whether it's breastfeeding their newborn, flaunting their bodies the way they see fit, breaking down barriers all around, and simply being who they are or want to be. But what's interesting is that both NBC and ABC are denying, saying that they didn't outright reject the ad.
Allegedly.
Right. They said they reviewed a rough cut of the ad and asked them to make minor edits to comply with the broadcast and decency guidelines. And it goes back to, okay, why? For the full-size models, they can't, but for the ones who you can see their rib cages as they're sashaying through the sand with wings on and boobs in the air, that's a triple standard. You know, it's not even, you can't even call that a double standard. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous, and it's embarrassing.
Yes. Well, look, we're going to, we got like 14 minutes left in the show, and we're going to go ahead and take a break, give us some more music to rock to. I'm Madam Boston. That is Hot Chocolate, TM Hyman Radio Social Lab. Check out TMHymanRadio.com. Drop your email. so you can receive newsletters and, you know, get great updates. Okay.
Yeah.
Other side.
It's not about the room. I told her be back soon.
I told her all the time. Quick, the plug. Told her come over now. Twisting emotions and making them faces just like an emoji. Pineapple fanta, it mixed with the Xanax, she loving the coding. All of my killers, they ready to follow me, I feel like Moses.
Got a hundred with me, feel like
Moses.
Got a hundred killers with me, feel like
Moses.
Got a yacht on the water, feel like
Moses.
Got a hundred bags, feel like gold. Sipping and drinking, I'm feeling like cold. Sipping and drinking the yellow and purple, I'm mixing that cold. Look at the top of my automa. Look at them niggas, they wallow up. Look at my niggas, they yelling. You know them niggas don't call a lot. Look at the bitch. Look at them niggas, they look in the press. Came with a friend. Throwing it back, damn it, you in this. Young, cold, mouth full of gold. See, I'm getting talked about. You don't know me, huh?
Drunk at the present. Put the rollie in, move like the present. Bitch, depressing. Feeling like Moses, I'm giving them blessings.
Teddy with the blue hair and the gold teeth. I don't run from off the police.
I told her all the time.
All the time.
We the plug, told her come over now.
Come over now.
Where are all my bitches tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
Bring me some of them tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I yeah. Bought a 100 round. She asking for 50 to 100 shots. And I'm part and divided, I'm feeling like Moses. She's twisting emotions and making them faces just like an emoji. Pineapple Fanta, it mixed with the Xanax, she loving the coding. All of my killers, they ready to follow me, I feel like Moses.
What you feel like?
Moses.
What you feel like?
I feel like Moses.
What you feel like?
Feeling like Moses, play with the water, I cause a commotion. Lil' mama say she wet, she wetter than the ocean. I pull up on you, rub up on you like some lotion. You might call me sniper, way I say I told her.
When she get on her knees, it's phenomenal. When they come to trap and give you the formula. Cuban links hang on my neck like an ornament. Yo, I give her back the wonder.
Dabbing in fashion and magic, too snow, but it's all America, the assless. Keep it on me, quit the shooter, too London, and whiskey from the Dallas Maverick.
She said she wanna fun up with a real. She said she wanna go to war and kill with ya. Get the bottles in the VIP, 50 models. Mama told me why for the snakes and koalas.
I told her all the time. We the blood, told her come over now.
Come over now.
Where are all my muscles tonight? Bring me some of my tonight.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I bought 100 rounds. She asking for 50 to 100 shots. Ocean apart and divided, I'm feeling like Moses. She twisting emotions and making them faces just like an emoji. Pineapple Fanta, it mixed with the Xanax, she loving the coding. All of my killers, they ready to follow me, I feel like Moses.
What you feel like?
Moses.
What you feel like?
I feel like Moses.
What you feel like?
Last train of Patty.
live together.
One.
I'm a photographer's dream. Count cream as my chain swing. Mac 11 for the things that the days bring. I'm after cheddar, debt and money, yeah, I chase cream. Patent leather like I'm Puffy in my saline. I rock jewels like my niggas in the A-team. I'm out of space, can't you see I am an A-lean? My wrist A-list, Automa is ageless. Bezel lit up like a billboard out in Vegas. You can't be serious, baby, you know I'm on top five, but you send you to the most high. Dope boy, and that's even in the bow tie. Oh boy, cause you know I got them close ties. The last train to Paris, wheels like a Ferris. Your jeweler should be embarrassed. Rick the ruler, my moolah produced the carriage. Let's bow our heads, I gave you something to cherish.
It's that dirty money.
Came from heaven just to sing a song for you. To the rhythm of my love for you. And now it's getting slow, and you know it's the end of the road when I sing that slow song for you. And love is nothing but another gun for you.
They were warned.
Radio Live, 9:50 p.m. here in the Social Lab. Your girl Hot Chocolate Madam Boston here on Ladies Night, Diddy Dirty Money featuring Rick Ross, Angel. That was one of my favorite joints off of that Diddy Dirty Money album. Dawn, one of our friends to the show, Kalina, what's up, girl? Hope you and the baby and the husband are doing all right. Again, 9:50 p.m. Got a few minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. If you want to weigh in, tell us what you got popping for the weekend. Yeah, I am still here in the Hampton Roads area, celebrating some time off with my family and friends, attending some MEAC joints after parties to celebrate Norfolk State doing so well in this MEAC basketball tournament. If you got a chance, you're here in the Hampton Roads area, go out and support those Spartans and the Hampton University Pirates as well. I ain't going to be a hater against Hampton because, you know, it's still all love here in the area. But although I am Spartan at my heart, I will not throw shade on the Hampton Pirates, even though I want my Norfolk State Spartans to win. If I am looking correctly at the score here, they may actually be down. So let me stop talking trash before I find out what the score is. yeah. What you got going on, Boston? Madam Boston? Well, Madam Boston may actually be talking on mute now, so I will just fill you in on a few more things before the end of the show. Remember to go to tmharmonradiolive.com, sign up for the newsletter, drop your address there so you can get all the updates for TM Harmon Radio, everything we got going on. Remember to follow us on Twitter, myself, Very Hot Chalk, Madam Boston, Mr. T.M. Hyman, and Save James. That will put you in line for what you need to do as far as winning those tickets, VIP party passes that will get you into all five events for No Sleep South Beach 2016 coming up July 22nd through the 24th. Just listen for us to ask for the 13th caller. Remind you, after you followed us, because following us on Twitter is one of the qualifications as well, listen for us to call or ask for the 13th caller. You will answer the trivia question, and once you answer the trivia question, that will win you the weekly prize, which are ranging from sweets from Sweet Tooth LLC in the form of cupcakes in a jar. We got workout sessions with Save James. We got photo shoots here in the Hampton Roads area with Legwork Photography. We got a night of dinner and a show at Sweet Lounge Atlanta. We got passes to Cafe Circa, which is another hot venue that's run by the boys there at No Sleep Lifestyle and Entertainment in Atlanta, a Sunday Funday party that they have, a wealth of prizes that you can win. You can win No Sleep Lifestyle gear. I think I'm lost at the number of things, but there are an array of weekly prizes that will put you in line to qualify for the grand prize drawing, which is actually those two passes for No Sleep South Beach 2016, and the two pairs of sunglasses from SaveJames.com. So, again, follow us on Twitter, listen for the 13th caller, answer the trivia question, and win. That's all you have to do. And keep it locked here to TM Hyman Radio Live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Here in the Social Lab, we'll bring you all that you need to know in the way of current events, news, politics, sports, artistry, movies, music. Oh, speaking of music, and watch out for that Lapidary mixtape that we have coming up here shortly. It's going to be jumping off with some new music and entertainment from some up-and-coming artists that you definitely do not want to miss and that are going to be on the radar in the bullseye in your near future. So all I can tell you is that you heard him here first on TM Hyman Radio, and don't say that we never put you onto anything fly, because with Lapidary, we only have more fire coming in the form of mixtapes that we sponsor and host. So just keep it locked here. I hope that you have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy what you do. Be safe, whatever you're doing out there. Love each other. Watch out for each other. Listen, there's so much stuff going on out there in the world, so much negativity. Don't be a part of the negativity. Be a part
of... You are so awesome.
Because you were talking on mute the whole time and you forgot?
No, ma'am. I got kicked off. Internet dropped.
Oh, wow.
Everything.
Wow.
I'm just so surprised that the show didn't drop. But
yeah,
you did great.
Totally.
I love you.
Yeah. You know, I hold it down when I can. I hold it down when I can.
Totally, dude. We got like 5 minutes left in the show. And, like, even the time is off up here. Right.
Wow.
It says we have no time left, but we have 5 minutes and some seconds left.
Roughly.
Yeah. So we're going to say goodnight. We're going to let y'all rock out. And, check us out on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m.
Yep.
We're, one of the best shows you can, listen to. In my opinion.
In the universe, Craig. In the universe.
In the entire universe.
There you go.
This week has just really been, wrapped up in this computer and riding buses. Yeah, I ain't getting into that.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I would say y'all good night with this disclosure with Latch. I love this song.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Yes, we love you. And, we check you guys out on Monday, 9 p.m., 917-889-3926. Write it down so you can call us and tell a friend to tell a friend.
Thank you. Radio Show. See him on the live.